and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Revolving Door on CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Liam, and as I'm sure you know, this show is where I will be talking about one band and who they were influenced by and eventually influenced. I mentioned last week during our episode about Nirvana, this band called Silverchair. I figured this episode could act as sort of a spiritual sequel to that episode, and we could delve into Silverchair even more. So let's go. Now, Silverchair are an Australian band, and what's really cool about them is that they became sort of global superstars when their first album came out when they were just 15 years old. It came out in 1995 and was called Frog Stomp. Here's the lead single and the song that blew them up called Tomorrow.
Yeah.
when Frog Stomp came out, it was in the wake of Kurt Cobain's death and the end of the grunge era. And Silverchair were getting a lot of flack for being young kids who just wanted to copy Nirvana, earning them the hurtful moniker Nirvana in Pajamas. Now, Daniel Johns, the band's frontman, the frontman of Silverchair, that is, also got a lot of flack for resembling Kurt. However, this was all just a coincidence. In an interview, Daniel Johns claims that although they liked all the Seattle bands themselves, their true influences were from bands like Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, and Deep Purple, as their parents growing up would play those albums around the house constantly. So here's NIB by Black Sabbath. I'm
We know now that in the early years of the 20th century, this world was being watched closely by intelligences greater than man's, yet as mortal as his own. We know now that as human beings busied themselves about their various concerns, they were scrutinized and studied, perhaps almost as narrowly as a man with a microscope might scrutinize the transient creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water.
This is Eli with Off the Record on CFRC 101.9 FM. Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for a wide range of alternative music and just whatever I feel like. And remember,
this is strictly off the record.
Now, those last two songs were The Rover by Led Zeppelin and Space Truckin' by Deep Purple. I'm going to go ahead and play a few Silverchair tracks that I think sort of encapsulate both Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, and Deep Purple off their first two albums, Frog Stomp and Freak Show. So yeah, just listen to those tracks and keep in mind what I just played and how that music influenced Silverchair. So coming up first is Israel's Son.
need to ask a question. Calling out my name, nothing seems to bother. Wish I had a thank you.
Have you ever felt like you are walking on eggshells in your relationship? Have you ever felt like you are being overshadowed by your partner and pushed off to the side? Or do you know anyone who has experienced this? These feelings are more common than you think. Women Aware is a Montreal-based organization looking to support anyone in a toxic relationship. If you have any questions about your relationship, call us at 514-489-1110.
We'll listen to your vent and we could talk through what's going on in your relationship. Walking on eggshells can look like keeping silent to keep the peace, worrying about your partner's reactions, constant stress around your partner, an emotional roller coaster, or emotional fatigue. These are all things you should be talking about with well-informed, supportive people who have your back. And that's what we do at Women Aware. We always prioritize your safety, and we can also direct you to resources.
Once again, that number is 514-489-1110.
We also offer group sessions and one-on-one peer support. Women Aware. By survivors, for survivors.
Now, that last track I played there was called Abuse Me, and it was off of Silverchair's second album called Freak Show. And again, the first track I played was Israel's Son off of Frog Stomp. Now, a little fact about Israel's Son is it got the band into a little bit of a controversy upon its release. So back in 1995, or it might have been 1996, I'm not entirely sure, but it was within the realm of when that song was first released. But anyways, two teenagers were in the States. They were on trial for a murder they committed. And as part of their defense, they claimed that it wasn't them, but it was rather the violent music that they listened to that caused them to commit this murder. And they claimed that Israel's Son was the song that made them commit such violent acts. But fortunately, nothing came of it, and Silverchair got to live on. But anyways, with those first two albums, Silverchair really harnessed their heavy metal roots. But despite claiming to have non-grunge influences, those labels kept coming, and people kept putting onto them and saying that, oh, you guys are just a Nirvana grunge ripoff. And this took a toll on the band, and specifically it took a toll on Daniel Johns, the band's frontman. He developed anorexia and severe anxiety, where he couldn't really leave his house for periods of time because he was just scared of people harassing him. And eventually there were some real scares for his life. But fortunately, again, he learned to deal with those, and it was a big wake-up call for him, and he sort of transitioned all these anxieties and these stressors to fuel his music. And he took Silverchair in a bold new direction with that fuel. And he was now focusing on new electronic, symphonic, and art rock sounds as an attempt to break away from the box he felt he was put into. So, without further ado, this next track is from Silverchair's third album, Neon Ballroom, and it's called Anna's Song.
Please die, Anna, for as long. Yeah.
Mom and Dad don't look so hot these days again.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto-punk to hardcore. On CFRC 101.9 FM.
That last song was Without You by Silverchair, and it's off their fourth album called Diorama, which in my opinion I think is their best album. It's my favorite album of theirs. It's such a beautiful album. But after that album released, they were unfortunately unable to tour for it because Daniel John's developed arthritis in his hand and had trouble playing guitar. But anyways, after that, they kind of had a late tour for the album. And then after that tour, broke up. They took a little hiatus and Daniel Johns pursued some other creative projects of his that he wanted to pursue. And then in like 2006, they got back together for one last album called Young Modern. I don't have any time to play that, unfortunately, but go check it out. It's great. And yeah, to end our show, I'll just leave it with this. I think Silverchair is such a criminally underrated band, and I'm so happy they got to make music. So to end our show, I'm going to play another criminally underrated band who also got lumped in as grunge wannabes and I think sound very similar to Silverchair, but there's also so much more to them, and that is Our Lady Peace from Toronto. So yeah, here's their song, Superman's Dead. Have a good one.
Till you break, you're happy 'cause you smile, but how much can you fake? An ordinary boy, an ordinary name, but ordinary is just not good. Thinking why, thinking why,
doesn't anybody ever know? 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 at the top of the piano, reaching out towards the warmth of the sun. Some man tries to ask her down. Well, now maybe that's where she belongs. My God, she said, I'm the sunflower that warms. My God, he said, this woman is gone. Into the dark, is there anybody there? My God, she said, my God, she said, my God, she said, my God, she said. Climbed up top to find that she was slipping. Let her go, let her go, let her go, let me go. Oh. How long must they leave before they're winning? They don't know, they don't know, they just don't know. Sunflowers who want. My God, he said,
Is anybody home? Is anybody wasting tears on loneliness that everyone? Good night, the truth has come. White teeth to get to me, God, and be all that you and be. Shotgun under your bed has started breathing. You shot it, and I'm there. Hey, is anybody home? Is anybody wasting tears on loneliness that everyone becomes? Is anybody love? Is anybody pain and fear on bedroom walls that save us from it?
Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
Greetings and a warm welcome to the Pantheon. I'm your host, Madeline. The Pantheon is an auditory feast where you're expected to leave any and all reservations at the door. We will explore a different theme each week based on concepts found in literature, music, and mythology. So for those seeking an adventure, tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM on Thursdays at 8 p.m., and I'll see you there.
Cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
I'm Ann Murray, and I lost a very dear friend to colon cancer. He was 49, and had he been